Only Sketches About presents Only Sketches About Falling.
Welcome back to News at 11. I'm Rosie Rosenstein. Our top story tonight, everything is horrible and you should be very afraid very often. But first, it's 11 p.m. Do you know where your children are? Probably getting high. Teen's newest drug obsession is falling. Slang for jumping off of tall buildings to get high.
Why do I fall? There's no feeling like it, bro. You're just like up 1 second and then you're down. It's easy, it's cheap, it's sick.
We asked psychologist, an expert on crazy teen behavior that should scare you, Dr. Roth, the real reason why kids might be doing this.
Well, you see, Rosie, when jumping off of something, there is a certain degree of oh shittery that kicks in roughly 2 milliseconds into the fall. When a person, especially a teen, involuntarily screams, oh shit, and contemplates the entirety of their life in seconds. This feeling can be very addictive. It actually activates the same part of the brain that sex does, though we all know that teens aren't interested in that anymore. And frankly, neither am I.
If you suspect your child is falling, there are certain signs you can look out for, including limping, bruises, and a sudden fascination with high architecture. If you see any of these signs in your children, and even if you don't, assume the worst. When we come back, the extinction of the human race, it's coming, and you should be thinking about it at all times!
You want to see me, Dad?
Yeah. Come in, Timmy. Close the door.
What's this about, Dad?
You know, Timmy. All right, you know what this is about.
I don't think I do.
Look, I'll be straight with you. Our insurance premiums are going up.
Huh?
Timmy, you gotta stop falling down the fucking well.
Dad, I'm sorry about that. I just...
Timmy, I've taken out a second mortgage.
Oh, that sounds serious, Dad. I mean, I can help with...
Your mother had to go back to work at the factory. Have you noticed she's not home anymore?
Dad, I didn't realize it was my fault. I thought she took up a hobby.
Timmy, I had to sell Lassie. She's gone. So next time you fall, we won't even know.
You sold Lassie?
This fucking family is falling apart because you keep falling down the well, Timmy. What's even down there, huh? You doing drugs down there? Jerking off? What?
Dad, there's nothing down there.
Then why do you keep falling down, huh? The reporters keep asking me, Timmy, why, Timmy, why?
I'm addicted to the fame.
Timmy.
Hearing all those people running to rescue me, hearing people concerned about me, that gives me power. That's what I've noticed.
Son.
I have to give the people what they want. This is what I do.
Timmy, you can do something else. You can learn an instrument like the flute.
There's no song that can compare to the siren's call of a boy in a well.
You're acting like a fool, Timmy, a Shakespearean fool.
And yet, Father, some would say the fool is the wisest of them all.
Timmy, you get back inside. Timmy, where are you going?
It's 5 o'clock. The people await.
Timmy, get away from the well.
It's showtime.
Timmy! Was I too hard on him?
Come to me, my beautiful fans. They love me. They love me.
No, I wasn't hard enough.
Good evening, psychic travelers. I am Madame Vivian, the Hudson Valley's premier telephone psychic. All calls are only $1.99 a minute. Ah, it seems we have our first seeker. You're on the line. I think your name is Courtney.
Wow, Madame Vivian, my name is Courtney.
I know. Tell me, what do you seek?
Well, I've been going through a bit of a rough patch lately, and I really just need to know that the next 2 weeks are going to be okay because my boyfriend is coming home and I want everything to be perfect.
Ah, Courtney, the spirits are speaking to me. Your next 2 weeks are looking pretty good. Lots of necking and making whoopee. But I see a great danger. Beware, Courtney, for you are going to fall into a pothole down by the pharmacy.
Which pharmacy?
The one on Brady. Derek's Drug Store.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
You're going to fall into the pothole there and probably ruin your favorite shoes. Don't go. Not even for Plan B. Next caller.
Hi, Madam Vivian, my name is...
Brian.
Raymond.
But you have a brother named Brian?
Oh, yeah, I do. He passed away 3 years ago, but we weren't speaking. Mm. Does he want to talk to me now?
He does. He forgives you for jacking up his credit, even when he badly needed cancer medication. And he comes with a dire warning.
Oh my God, I've got cancer too. I knew it.
No, worse! You're going to fall into a pothole down by the pharmacy.
The one on Brady?
Yes!
I'm going to fall in, like, with my feet?
Sure. Or maybe drive over it and totally bust the axle on your Jetta.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess that's likely. They really won't fill that thing in.
I know. I've reported it to the city government a lot. Next caller! Hello, Stanley.
Hi, Madam Vivian.
You're going to fall into a pothole down by the pharmacy. The one on Brady, Derek's Drugstore. Tell your neighbors. Next caller!
Madam Vivian, this is Derek. I own Derek's Drugstore. Can you please stop telling everyone they're going to fall into a pothole outside of my pharmacy? It isn't even that big, and I'm going to get my son to fill it in 2 weeks when he's home from college.
Just do it yourself, Derek, you lazy piece of shit.
Madam Vivian, I'm tired of this harassment.
Well, the spirits hate you, and they say you're going to fall into a pothole down by the pharmacy. Next caller.
You're a quack, Madam Vivian.
Hi, Madam Vivian. It's Courtney again.
Ah, Courtney. I'm sorry. I have no more messages for you today.
No, I wanted to tell you that I went to the pharmacy to get Plan B before my boyfriend comes home, and I twisted my ankle in a pothole. Anyone that says you're a quack shouldn't be listened to. Do the spirits think that my week will get any better?
Yes, as long as you sue Derek for your twisted ankle. Also, buy a condom or get the pill. Don't roll the dice, Courtney. Come on.
Madam Vivian, you're so wise.
I am. Call me now.
Well, I can't decide.
Me neither. I guess let's flip a coin and let that make the choice.
Why must the weight of decision be put on me, a humble quarter? So frivolously tossed up in the air, only to fall as a final completion, heads or tails. A single instance of black and white in a world of hopelessly ambiguous gray. They treat me as a decider, but I am not fooled. I know in truth, I am a mere vessel. I have no power over which side lands victorious. Their trust in me is misplaced. It is to worship a chaos. As the moment I am thrown, I am overpowered by the entropy of a cold, indifferent world. And I lament the feckless men who threw me. Submitting to this random storm and sacrificing whatever shred of free will is left in them as I fall to the ground and lie next to the corpse of the gods they killed, only to cower away in fear from a world they created themselves. I cry out. Cowards! I cry out monsters. But all they hear is...
Tails. Atlanta Tails. Looks like I get to kiss you goodbye.
Aw, shucks.
Before you leave, do you want to do some hand stuff?
Yes.
Folks, we're about to begin our final descent into Savannah, so please put your seat backs and tray tables into their upright and locked positions.
Oh boy. Oh boy, here we go. Please, God, help us all!
Hey, lady, are you okay?
Am I okay? Oh, honey, none of us are gonna be okay in a couple of minutes.
Okay, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about that this plane is gonna fall right out of the sky!
What?
Oh. Why are you saying that?
And it's gonna land right on top of my prize-winning kumquats. Oh, God!
I think we should get a flight attendant over here. Ma'am?
Yes, how can I help you?
I think this woman is having some kind of episode. She just told us she thinks the plane is going to crash.
Right in my backyard garden on top of my kumquats that I spent years growing. Juiciest kumquats in Georgia. Squished!
Ma'am, you have nothing to worry about. You're fine. Your kumquats are fine.
Shit, like you would know.
This plane is not going to crash. We have a very experienced pilot, and we'll be landing very safely, very soon. Now, can I get you a beverage to calm your nerves?
Oh, I see what you're doing. Sure. I'd love a beverage. I'd love a water.
Okay, coming right up.
She's just trying to stop me from causing a scene. She knows what's going on.
Okay, what you're saying doesn't even make any sense. Even if the plane was actually going to crash, why would it land directly onto your kumquat?
I live really close to the airport.
Well, okay, still, it's just so specific.
Am I the only person in this world who is not allowed to feel a little anxious when flying?
You were completely fine for, like, the past 2 hours.
Well, for the past 2 hours, my kumquats were not in jeopardy.
Kumquats?
I know how you feel, pretty lady. I've got a carrot patch that I'm pretty nervous about myself.
Oh, shut up!
Here's your water, ma'am. Now, we're about to land. I'm gonna have to go take my seat at the front. Are you good?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm calm.
Wonderful.
All right, listen, I'm gonna tell you something that I've never told anyone before.
Please don't.
My husband is buried underneath those kumquats.
Buried? Your husband passed away.
I murdered him! I killed him and I grew those kumquats on top of him to hide the evidence. And if this plane falls on them, then they'll find him in the rescue efforts and my entire life will be ruined! Ruined, I say! Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Savannah.
What? We've landed. We're okay.
Yes.
Huh.
You know I have to report you to the police now.
Hey, pretty lady, sorry to interrupt, but I live nearby here and I'd love to see those bodacious kumquats sometime.
I am a married woman.
Okay, ladies, first of all, congrats on making it to the final round of initiation for Phi Pi Phi.
Woo!
Yeah!
We are just so, so excited to get started with you. Our pledges.
And just to be clear, this is not hazing.
Definitely not hazing.
Chug!
No. Anyways, we just have to make sure you girls have what it takes to be part of the Phi Pi Phi. So Mara, Caitlin, Anna...
Get in, losers! We're going falling!
Ah! That was my line.
Whatever.
Sorry, is that a drug euphemism?
Girl, no. It's like autumn stuff.
What? Autumn stuff? Phi Pi Phi is the most basic and bitchiest of all the basic bitch surrats on campus. So in order to be let into our hashtag exclusive hashtag club, you have to do exactly what we say because it's fall, y'all.
Fall, y'all. First, we're going to pumpkin patch, where you'll have to select the most Instagrammable pumpkin.
Should you fail to select an adequate gourd for the gram, you will be
disqualified.
Next will be the time-honored tradition of apple picking upstate,
wherein you'll have to climb those tiny trees and reach seductively in your Lululemon leggings for the perfect red Macintosh.
Anyone who gets mud on their Uggs will literally get the boot.
Oh, man.
Kaylin, this isn't even scary. It's fun.
I do kind of wish you were going to make us drink toilet water or do ketamine up our butts, though. I prepared all summer.
Aw, I want a K-hole in my A-hole.
No. Aww, there will be no horse tranquilizers. No.
But we are going to drive you into the middle of a corn maze late at night and leave you there.
No.
Yeah!
No!
No!
Kaylin, what's wrong?
Not a corn maze. Not a corn maze.
What's wrong with her?
My parents, the last time I saw them, was at a corn maze at the county fair. The year 2003, the month September. I got lost. I ran left, right, up, over, down, but all I saw was corn, corn, corn. I hadn't realized how much time had passed. I got delirious, baking in the blistering sun, surviving only on the feeble nutrients of worn out husks. I didn't make it out until the maintenance crews cleared away the bushels for the season, and by then it was Thanksgiving. I've been looking for them ever since. I guess that's why I'm so afraid of the fall stuff.
Oh my god! That is so sad!
And we'll death hook you up with a counselor, but if you can't ball with us, you can't ball with us.
Please? This is my last chance at a family.
Sorry, girl. Rules are rules.
You blew it.
Bye!
Bye! Peace.
And so, class, due to Newton's second law of motion, if I were to fire a bullet from a gun horizontally, and at the same time drop a bullet down vertically from the same height, they would both fall at the exact same rate and hit the ground simultaneously.
Mr. Bett, I don't believe you. No way they would hit the ground at the same time. The one from the gun is going so fast.
I know it seems unlikely, but you see, the horizontal velocity of the bullet does not affect the vertical force of gravity at all.
Prove it.
We really don't have time for a demonstration right now.
Well, if you can't prove it, why would we all believe you?
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Some good ideas.
All right, we can do a quick demonstration, I guess, but I don't know if I have all the materials. Let's see. Did anyone bring a gun?
Me.
Attention, if you or a loved one fell down a manhole and came out obsessed with steampunk, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Steampunk is a genre of fashion featuring aspects of retrofuturistic industrial steam-powered machinery. While many are able to live normal lives in the steampunk subculture, quickly adopting this lifestyle may put you and your family at risk.
My husband fell down a manhole on his way to work at the bank. He used to wear suits every day like a regular businessman. Now he wears a mechanical arm all the time that prevents us from making love. Now my children are without a father.
I wasn't paying attention one day, and I walked through a construction site. Fell straight down a manhole into the sewer. Knocked me right out. When I came to, I was surrounded by a colony of intelligent rats and wearing a Victorian suit and gas mask. I thought the mask was for safety from the fumes, but when I was finally rescued and saw myself in a mirror for the first time, I realized it was for fashion.
Ever since the accident, I can't stop thinking about steampunk. All I can see are mechanical clock gears turning and turning. I don't want this life.
Maybe I was dreaming this, but I swear the rats, they squeaked in my ear that they would come for me if I ever abandoned steampunk. They know where I live. And they're watching me. They're always watching me.
I don't even understand. What's punk about any of this? Where's the leather? Where's the oi oi oi? Where's the hair? Where's the anarchy? I don't get it. I don't...
understand!
If you fell into a manhole and were subsequently possessed by the steampunk lifestyle, you are entitled to financial compensation. Call for a free legal consultation today so we can sue those fucking rats. 1-800-STEAMPUNK&ASSOCIATES.
Wow, this is it. Time for the SATs. Thanks for helping me study, Mom.
No problem, hun. You're gonna do great.
Thanks. It's not that big of a deal. Just the one test my entire future depends on. Well, here I go.
Oh, honey, could you hold on for a sec?
Sure, Mom. What's up?
You know, hearing you say that just now about your future, it just reminded me that you're almost an adult, and there's been something I've been keeping from you your entire life that I need to confess to you right now.
Okay, well, is it bad? Because I don't want to be distracted during the test.
I dropped you on your head when you were a baby!
That's okay, Mom. I think that's pretty common, actually.
I'm so sorry, I wasn't paying attention and then you were falling out of my arms, oh God!
Mom, I'm like totally fine, so don't worry about it.
Oh, honey, but you see, you're not.
What do you mean?
Think about it, Leslie. Anything ever happened in your life you just couldn't explain?
No.
Like, how you never really season food enough?
What?
Or how you can't decorate a Christmas tree for shit?
I
just know that if I hadn't dropped you, you'd be normal like the rest of us.
I am normal, Mom.
Oh, sweetie, yes, of course you are. But you know how you like garbage music?
Mom!
And how sometimes you do one side of your eyeliner really well, like so well, and then the other side just looks terrible? I mean, God, what is that about?
All right, I don't have to sit here and listen to this.
And you know how you're still a virgin? It just makes me wonder.
You told me that smart people wait till marriage.
Read between the lines, hun.
Well, Mom, you've certainly given me a lot to think about. I have to go take the SATs now. What the hell? Unlock the door!
No! I can't let you go like this if you're upset with me!
Then why did you choose to dump on me right before the most important test of my life?
I just needed you to know that you have an out for when you're inevitably disappointed. You see, if you fail the SATs and don't go into college, or if you answer the phone sometimes like, hello, and then other times like, hello, or even if I've never felt proud of you, even though I really, really want to, it's all for the same reason. Because I dropped you on the carpet.
Mom, I know you felt irrationally let down by me my entire life, but if I fail the SATs, it's not going to be because you dropped me. It's gonna be because I'm too busy thinking about all the ways I'm gonna rebel against you in my early 20s.
Bah!
Ah! I'll see you in the carpool line at 3 o'clock. Bye.
Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little...
I forgot my pencil.
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days.
Only Sketches About was written and performed by James Azzaretti, Gamal Elsawa, Chris Fitzgerald, Cassidy Graham, Lauren Hardman, Ebon Kulkarni, Annette Storkman, and Gabrielle William, with a special appearance by Leanne Velednitsky. Music by Nicholas R. Nelson. If you like what you heard, please leave us a review. That would be nice. I've been your announcer, Mark Stauffenberg, and this has been an OSA Comedy production.